This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus pandemic now has struck close to 5 million people at a cost of more than 304,000 lives worldwide. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. Still, there is a growing pattern of easing off on restrictions in much of the world. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies. This despite a mounting pandemic caseload well above 1.4 million, the highest in the world, and a death toll of more than 86,000, again, the most anywhere. Many states that are opening up are seeing a rise in cases. U.S. President Donald Trump a short time ago at the White House told reporters again he hopes to see a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year. In a crash effort, the White House calls warp speed. And the newly appointed head of the vaccine program, Dr. Mansif Slaoui, in a dramatic moment, said some vaccine doses could be available this year. In the meantime, new COVID case numbers are being widely ignored across the United States, given the pressures from a growing list of Americans who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. The official unemployment figure since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Some economists warn the U.S. unemployment rate could reach a shocking 25% this month, a Great Depression level. A bit of counterpoint, tens of thousands of U.S. auto industry workers are headed back to their jobs. Production lines have been shut down for 2 months. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector scheduled to restart its operations. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help get them back on track. But with so many Americans out of work, for them, new car buying may be little more than a dream for the foreseeable future. According to a new Washington Post Ipsos poll, 6 in 10 Americans who have been working outside their homes are afraid they could be exposed to the coronavirus on the job and infect members of their household. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Austria and Switzerland are easing border controls, and Austria is reopening its bars and restaurants. In the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania have lifted travel restrictions among them. Slovenia says it has the pandemic under control, and it too is relaxing border movement restrictions. Pandemic restrictions are easing in Europe. Germany is opening its border with Luxembourg and increasing the number of crossings from France, Switzerland, and Austria. The goal is to restore free travel by June 15th. Germany is also dropping a mandatory 14-day quarantine for travelers from European Union countries and several other European nations, including Britain. German restaurants have begun to reopen. The country's recorded more than 174,000 coronavirus cases and just under 8,000 deaths. The head of the World Health Organization's Office for Europe says social distancing and other protective measures are more important than ever. That there is a coronavirus vaccine, until there is a coronavirus vaccine, there can be no return to normal. Japan is lifting its state of emergency in most regions outside Tokyo and Osaka.